Mookie Betts deal, top organizations in sports, pitchers and catchers report, marquee network and sports franchise networks on caught stealing with E. Marquez.
Runner on first base, two outs, and the pitch. The runner goes. The throw down to second base, the tag, he is out. And that is another caught stealing.
So here we are today talking about Mookie Betts. Got dealt from the Boston Red Sox to the Los Angeles Dodgers for a bag of peanuts. Let's just call it what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just call it what it is. The fact that the Dodgers have two of the top ball players in baseball on the same team. For Alex Verdugo? I don't understand. I don't get it. It's highly unlikely Alex Verdugo becomes a great ball player. Does he have talent? Sure, he's got talent. But this just comes to show you all this stuff that goes on with these so-called baseball writers and experts and analytic guys and all that. All these things about, well, you're going to have to get rid of your top three prospects. You're going to have to get rid of three of your four prospects. You're going to have to get rid of your top five prospects. It's not the case at all. Deals can be made. Look, we're not in the trenches. We don't know what these general managers do. We don't. But we do know when we hear these deals made, it's laughable. It's laughable. The worst trade in the history of sports. The Minnesota Vikings traded like 10 draft picks to the Dallas Cowboys for Herschel Walker. That's what they did. They wound up trading several players along with that. But if those players were wind up to be waived, they would translate into draft picks. So two of the three players got waived and one retired, which then became like a six draft pick trade for the Dallas Cowboys, who wound up winning back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl championships. And it's the worst trade in history. You look at these trades and they say, oh, well, you know, a great trade is when both teams wins. BS. We don't have a narrative in these trades. We know this. We know that one team has an agenda to get under the salary cap. And they see that their rival, the Yankees, have the best team in the division. So they're not going to waste their time. This is why in the previous episode, I was telling you that the Patriots are going to tank. Because they see the writing on the wall. So they prepare themselves for a better situation. They're going to tank because their schedule is very, very tough. And then you have the Red Sox, who want to get under the luxury tax threshold They don't want to pay for that, knowing that they're not going to be very competitive. They wind up shipping David Price and Mookie Betts to the Dodgers. Dodgers send basically Alex Verdugo. And then in co-moves, they send Jock Peterson to the Angels. And Kenya Maeda to the Twins. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what, like, the Red Sox got purged. So I don't get it. I don't get it. They gave up nothing to get a 27-year-old stud. Mookie Betts is a stud. I'm trying to look to see what they got. The Dodgers covered him for most winter. Strasburg, Los Angeles. And, you know, they don't say, here you go. Both Astros and Red Sox fired their managers. Verdugo, 23, hit 294, 2.2 WAR. Last season for the Dodgers. It took over in center field when AJ Pollock was out after August 4th because of a back injury. Gratterall, a hard-throwing 21-year-old, pitched nine innings in the majors. In the minor leagues last season, Venezuela was 7-0 with 1-9-2. I guess this is the prize of the trade. he's excellent against left-handers. He will make an MLB minimum of 560. There it is. This is what they trade. MLB minimum, $563,500. He is also a member of the Mexican national team. Alex Verdugo. He's nothing to write home about. And they wound up trading Mookie Betts for him. It's a lopsided deal. The rich get richer. This is what usually happens. A story came out. I guess it came out earlier Wednesday. That Mookie Betts said, look, I would love to stay with you guys. I'd love to stay here in Red Sox. But I'm going to need 12 years, $425 million. Wow. That's a lot, man. That's a lot. For stuff like that, you have to hit 390, 385, 400, 410. You have to be perennial all-star, perennial top three. You have to be perennial all-star, perennial top three in MVP. You have to do things above and beyond for those kind of salary numbers. You just have to. Rendon, the numbers Rendon and Juan Soto put up in the playoffs, we're talking about that in a whole season. I mean, $425 million. No wonder the Red Sox said, you know what? Just give me a bag of peanuts. We need this guy out. There's no wonder. So, you know, we're looking to see what other deals happen. But again, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what general managers are doing anything. I think Theo Epstein from the Cubs is on vacation. There should be some deals made. There should be some things sent out. But hey, you know, there's other teams that I got to deal with stuff. And they're just sitting on their moors getting ready for spring training to begin. So, again, leading to this Mookie Betts deal. We knew Mookie Betts was on the market, but my goodness, like, for nothing. For a member of a Mexican, of the Mexican national team. So, I don't know. I mean, even my music stopped because it was kind of, disappointing with that. But hey, I like news. I like big deals. So it worked out. I guess it worked out. Next topic of conversation. The one thing I wanted to bring up was organizational values. Yeah, I had a discussion with my buddies. Because I'm on the verge of divorcing the Bears. And the reason why I'm on the verge of divorcing the Chicago Bears is because the Chicago Bears franchise ownership and management is one of the worst in all of sports. So they have an accountant running the president of the team. He should be the president of business operations. They need a president of football ops. That's what they need. They need somebody that just stays there. Don't worry about anything else. You have a salary cap guy who reports to the business guy. And he tells the football operations, this is what you got to work with. And then they negotiate within their offices to say, oh, I'm going to need another 10 minutes. I'm going to need another 10 million. I'm going to need another 5 million. I'm going to need to sign this guy. I'm going to need to sign that guy. You know, that's what happens. But you have to understand the use of of your organization. The Cubs have a great layout. They got a president of baseball operations and a president of the business. And then they have a president or a leader of the charity works. And that's another entity. But the Blackhawks, same thing. You have McDonough, who's the CEO president of the team. But he does nothing of player personnel wise. He does nothing. That's all Stan Bowman. That's all Stan and his minions. Wait, am I saying his name right? I think his name is Stan. His dad's name is escapes me, but his dad is the 10-time Stanley Cup champion. But that's how you get it done. The smaller your offices are, the worse organization you are. And even though these teams are valued at a certain level, they're not. These guys are not, they're not high-level organizations. Another thing, Forbes has the Chicago Bears tied with the Chicago Bulls as 19 overall. This was in 2019, making the valuation of the teams a little bit over $3 billion. I'm sorry, the Houston Rockets, the LA Clippers both went for $2 billion. That means to me that a charter franchise is closer to about $4.5 billion. The Dallas Cowboys might be close to $7 billion. There's no way that the Los Angeles Clippers and Houston Rockets will go for that kind of coin, just a little bit under what charter franchise and more respected and more valued franchise would go for. It just doesn't. There's a valuation and then there's a market. So the market for those organizations will be super high. And the Cubs are ranked 14th in that Forbes. And they got a smaller stadium. And then they're able to generate. The Cubs will be top 10, top 8 in a matter of 2-3 years. And you see the teams that are up in that range of valuations. Cubs are, because the Cubs are a world-class organization. Their level of these beer companies, Miller, Coors, and Budweiser, and their level of, Apple, and Chiquita Bananas and Netflix. There just are. They are. Dallas Cowboys. Los Angeles Lakers. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs. These are high-class organizations. Denver Broncos. They're just high-class organizations. So, understanding that organizations win championships. You have your talent, sure, but you have to put your talent in positions to succeed. And organizations that don't do that, they basically waste their talent. They waste the talent on their roster. So there's that. There's the organization valuation and stuff like that. Also wanted to get into some Pete Rose discussion. Pete Rose sent out a letter to MLB saying he should be reinstated because the Houston Astros cheated. And admitted so, and that what he did was never to compromise, and he never compromised the league. But we don't know that because he was making bets as the manager of the team. Supposedly he was betting on his own team, but he was making the bets. So whatever the case is, you know, that's neither here or there. But there's that. Let me get the music changed here, and I'll be right back to discuss the final segment of this episode. Que no me conoce, no. Si me ha visto se supone que en el pasado fue. Yo sí me acuerdo cuando lo hacíamos, cuando en la cama no matábamos. Last segment of this episode, we're going to go off and discuss the pitchers and catchers reporting, and also organizations with their own networks. So you have several teams with their own networks, right? And then you have in college the ACC network and the Big Ten network, SEC network, Pac-12 network, Texas Longhorns network, Notre Dame football network, which is NBC. These networks. So the Cubs are rolling out the Marquee network, and the Marquee network is having some issues. They're not ready in 16 days. They're basically not ready. But for me, let it play out. Let it play out. And I think the Marquee network should be like WWE network. You don't need Comcast or DirecTV. Just roll out the app that has that can hold its own like WWE. And I think the Marquee network should be kind of like a pioneer in that for, you know, sports radio. So there should, I mean, sports radio for sports apps. I'm sorry. But pitchers and catchers report soon, end of February. I think the season is going to be starting a little sooner. That's why. So, yeah. Pitchers and catchers report. I'm excited. You should be excited too, because there's going to be a lot more caught stealing with E-Mar Cats. You know, we're here not in the doldrums, but we're here in the off season where we're just chilling. You know, we're just going through the motions. You got a little bit of Rantingville, you got a little bit of Tangent City. But once the season starts, it's baseball, right? So, you know, get ready, get pumped, You don't win World Series in April. But you can sure lose them. So, yeah. Get it together. A show I recently watched. Closing out this episode today. A show I recently watched was on Apple TV called The Morning Show, which is really good. This is Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell. And it's basically the Matt Lauer story, but it's a good show on Apple TV Plus. So that's the show that I just recently finished. All right. So you guys have a great day out there. Was able to get this episode in. Look for another episode for Whiskey Wine Fridays. I think I would have 3 this week. So support, reach out to me on Instagram. Send me any questions you got at ericjmarquez@gmail.com. Yeah, let's just get it going. Let's start pushing. Let's start getting ready for the season. And let's just keep on talking. You know, let's just keep on talking stuff. So you guys take care now. See you on the flip side.